Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGhee. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Orge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Brummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joaquin Andujar. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Joaquin Andujar. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGhee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGhee. The throw from Carter and he is safe. McGhee steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Hare reaches second base with a double. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oberkfell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joaquin Andujar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar strikes out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Oberkfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oberkfell is 0 for 1 in the game. Oberkfell strikes out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hare hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brummer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oberkfell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joaquin Andujar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar is 0 for 1 in the game. Andujar strikes out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez moves to third. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brummer bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanderson takes first base on ball 4. Wallach moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGee. Raines reaches second base with a double. Wallach scores. Sanderson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey pinch hits for Joaquin Andujar. Woody Freeman now pitching. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball four. Ramsey moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramsey moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramsey scores. Smith scores. Hernandez moves to third. It's Cardinals, 2, Expos, 2. Lonnie Smith pinch hits for Danny Org. Ray Burris now pitching. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 3 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Lonnie Smith now playing left field. Mark Little now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGee. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carter trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Brummer who tags Carter, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cromartie moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hare hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brummer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Mark Little. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines bunts towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. Burris moves to second. One out. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Burris moves to third. Francona moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.